Proclamation number 3785, dated the May 30th, 1946. God's appointed servants. Truth. Anyone who feels called to work for me and to work on earth in my name always and forever has to let himself be drawn and guided by me. He is to let me speak to him through the voice of his heart. He is to listen to what this voice tells him and comply with the prompting of his heart. Anyone who feels called is to stay in constant contact with me. He is to subordinate himself unconditionally and without resistance to my will. Only then can I work through him. Only then is he my servant in truth, the laborer, who conscientiously carries out the work for his Lord. However, he will feel his appointment by me in the desire to proclaim my word, my will. He will feel urged to inform people about the meaning and purpose of earthly life. He will feel urged to admonish and warn them, since he himself, if he has been appointed by me to work for my kingdom, knows the pure truth and will also always want to spread it. The appointment by me is the result of spiritual maturity, which enables the human being to accept the pure truth from me, and thus no person can ever be appointed by me who is not taught by the Spirit within himself first. Although he is also able to accept knowledge intellectually, it does not enable him to spread the truth, because he does not completely recognize the truth in the knowledge he received. However, it is necessary to recognize the pure truth first before he can pass it on to his fellow human beings. And this recognition can only be imparted to him by my Spirit. The human being has to be spiritually reborn. Only then will he have the right understanding and recognition for pure truth. Only then will he have been taught by me myself and will be able to work as my servant on earth. The inner desire to serve me will also result in his calling by me, because I will accept everyone who offers himself to work for my kingdom on earth and prepare him in accordance with his spiritual maturity. And if he gives himself to me entirely, he will follow the faintest prompting of his heart and thus always comply with my will when I require him to work for me. For this reason he is to completely detach himself from the world. He has to look at his contact with me as utmost bliss and as far as possible ignore all worldliness. Then he will hear the Spirit within himself ever more brightly and clearly and follow this voice ever more gladly, and then he will be a suitable worker for my kingdom on this earth. Amen.